It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor Danny Van Wagner of Castle Dale. And we're talking all about a big, big event coming up in Emery County. It is the Millsite on Ice Fishing Tournament. This is a two-day event that brings so many people into the area. You know, last year, over 300 fishermen came in for the event. It's always a lot of fun. And this is their seventh annual. I mean, they have had to kind of change things up a little bit, but they have never stopped doing this in the last 7 years, and we're going to talk to him about that as well. Mayor Danny, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us.
My pleasure, Dave.
Let's get right into this one. The Millsite on Ice Tournament, as we said, it's a seventh annual Millsite on Ice Tournament, and with everything that went on crazy in the world the last few years, and even with lake levels being different up there, they have never stopped doing this in the last 7 years, have they?
No, because this is the greatest way in the world to socially distance. And after all the dam repair, this is the highest this lake's been in probably 4 or 5 years.
And the word on the street is that fishing up there is pretty good right now.
That's the reports we're getting. People are catching some pretty good fish.
So let's dive in and talk about the Millsite on Ice Fishing Tournament. It's going on January 13th and 14th. And you said this is just a great way to get out and have some fun, especially with it being 2 days now. And people are coming in, they're camping. And you were saying that this really draws from all over the state. So let's talk about, you know, what people can expect to see when people start flooding in. And, you know, there's places that they can stay as well.
You bet. When this turned into a two-day event, it really did. It kind of blustered our tourism. Our places, our motels, our restaurants, and it's really helped out there. Saturdays, we have a youth category, so they've kind of split it up a little bit to make it as equal as possible, and tons of people.
And once again, this is one of those things that, you know, you're going to have people that are going to come in from out of town. They're going to bring their trailers. They're going to stay at Millsite. They're also, you know, there's other places to stay there in Farron. And, you know, Huntington has the trailer park now. And you know what? This is really, like I said, it's really a boon for Emery County to come in and do this. Because let's be honest, if 300 people come in just to fish, you're probably looking at least 450 to 500 people that come, you know, total together with people that come with them. And it's kind of a great way to show some Emery County hospitality. So once again, this is one of those events that's going on, and we were talking about it. You know what? You need to sign up probably the sooner the better on this one, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't wait anything past Christmas. With your registration, there's hoodies and grab bags and things like that. But it's real easy to run out, and it's real easy if you think you're just going to walk in the day of the event and register. You might be waiting for your stuff to be sent to you or things like that.
So let's talk for just a moment about the tournament itself. As you said, it's a two-day tournament. And are there going to be, like, different categories? I know sometimes when they have a two-day tournament, one day is, like, a team fish, and the second day is like an individual. Is that the way it's going to work with this one, or how will it work as far as that goes?
Yeah, this year's the same way. Friday will feature team categories, and Saturday has, like I said, the youth and individual categories.
And another aspect that we need to talk about with the Millsite on Ice tournament is really the, you know, the charitable part of it as well, because they have a couple of different, like, fundraiser drawings and things like that that go on out there. And you said last year they were able to raise money for a local organization over there, and they're looking to do that again this year. Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, there's two unique things about this fishing ice fishing tournament. All the registration money goes back into cash and prizes for the tournament. The Emery County Travel Bureau puts up the money for this, so everything goes back for prizes. But also, last year they started a fundraiser, and last year that fundraiser raised $6,000, and it was earmarked for Emery's Caring for Kids. This year they have a new one, but yeah, there's donations that they're giving back to Emery County in several different ways and given back to the community. You really can't lose when every dime comes right back into pockets of the fishermen.
Very, very true. And Emory Caring for Kids is such a great organization over there. And any time that you can raise money for them, that's a good time. So once again, if people want to register for this, there's a couple of places that they can do it. And they can do them both online, right? You've got those there in front of you?
I do. I have the first one to get registered is millsiteonice.com. That's MILLSITEONICE.com. And the other email event is events@emory.utah.gov.
And you said if you're looking for like the rules and regulations and those kinds of things, probably the millsiteonice.com website is the best place to go.
Absolutely. And when you get there, you can see the local businesses that have donated, places to stay, places to eat. It'll give you a list of what the swag's going to be and an idea of what those hoodies look like. And this year, they look better than ever.
And you know, the one thing that we haven't asked, because it's going to be so much fun that it's a secondary thing, really, what is the fee to get into the Millsite on Ice tournament?
It is, I believe it's $55.
And that is really cheap entertainment, I'm telling you.
It really is. When you think about it, I've gone to lots of places and picked up hoodies, and they've cost me $55. And like I said, that comes right with your registration. So it's a good time. You can't go wrong. Anybody that's out there that's never done it, come up and give it a try. It is absolutely really a wonderful wintertime activity.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Castledale Mayor Danny Van Wagner. We're talking all about the 7th annual Millsite on Ice fishing tournament coming up January 13th and 14th. Now, Mayor Danny, if anybody has questions, can they get answers there if they call Castledale City Hall?
Absolutely. If you want to give Castledale City Hall a call, they're going to have as much information or direct you to the websites to get you all signed up. Everybody, I'll see you out there. This is one of my favorite wintertime activities out there. And all you got to do is go once to get addicted.
All right. Mayor Danny Van Wagner, thank you for taking out the time to talk to us all about Millsite on Ice. Great tournament coming up in January. And Danny, thank you so much, too, once again, for taking out the time to do that.
You bet, Dave. My pleasure.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.